Right now, it's time for a little Gordo's Corner, delivered by Matt Ham Birmingham. And that is brought to you by Tylock, Nasser Vision, and Generator Supercenter.
We'll have to take a time machine if it's Gordo's Corner.
I believe it's the O-Deck.
Because that was like done back in like 2020 or something like that.
All good.
Right now it's time for the Observation Deck, brought to you by... Here's Ham.
Thank you, DJ.
It's because I can't read.
From ESPN?
You know I can't read.
You're at a third grade level.
We're going way back.
If you weren't glued to the World Baseball Classic last... It's fine, Daddy.
Yeah. Dump that.
We don't need to dump anything.
Dump that.
If you weren't watching the World Baseball Classic, the WBC, last night, you may have been watching the Oscars. Yesterday, gentlemen, we had the 98th Academy Awards, otherwise known as the Oscars. At 8:15, we're going to listen to some of the audio from the Oscars, some of the monologues, some of the festivities that took place last night, some of the highlights and lowlights, but here, I'll run down some of the big winners that we care about.
Subjective.
If we are to care at all.
I challenge you to find me one of these that I care about, so go ahead.
Also, I've watched now, I guess, 97 Oscars.
What?
They're not like UFC events. They only do one a year.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
And I guess this year it makes it 98, and only one time have I come away happy, because every year I go into it hoping that one of the actors will attack the host.
And that only happened with Will Smith.
That was only one time. Every other time I've left disappointed. Unless you tell me I missed something last night.
I don't think Timmy Chalamet beat up Conan last night. So, spoiler.
All right, yeah, well,
that didn't happen.
Not sure.
I'm not
going to
listen at 8:15 then.
Or did he? Find out then.
I feel like,
other than other years where we had just one film that was a favorite and just took every category, it seems like, this year we were boiled down to three films that were in the running for everything. We had One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Frankenstein. Now, going into this, I was afraid as a viewer, because it seems like there are films that are made just so they could just win categories at the Oscars.
Yeah, Oscar bait.
They're Oscar bait movies, and nobody actually cares and or remembers them or their plots later on in life. And I'll get back to that in a moment. But that movie being Hamnet, which only took home, I believe, one award for Best Actress. Jessie Buckley won the award for Agnes in Hamnet. I thought Hamnet was this year's, like, Green Book, Coda, all those types of films that...
The artsy movie that no one actually likes, but you have to pretend like you like it so you're not a schlub.
Yes, correct. Now, one thing I did find about these Oscars is, starting with the 98th Oscars this year, Academy members were required to watch all nominated films in a category before they are allowed to cast their final ballot.
That's a rule for this year only?
Started this year. If you're voting in that category, you have to watch every film.
What a low bar.
I was always under the impression that they them in like the college football playoff room.
Yeah.
And they all had to sit there and watch 12 straight hours of movies.
What the hell were we doing before?
I caught like three of the five.
I watched the TikTok version, so I got 90 seconds of what happens. That's good enough.
Members must have certified that they have seen all nominees to unlock the voting portal. Early voting began in 2026.
And how do you certify that? You show them on Amazon where you rented it?
Yeah, there's my buddy.
Like, I don't understand how you do that either.
They have to check their letterbox to show that they wrote a review on it.
Right.
Proving that they watched it. So, as I mentioned, Hamnet only won one film. K-pop Demon Hunters, as we go from least amount to most amount of awards at these film.
Y'all seen that?
I did not.
No.
I've seen it.
Why?
I was going to say, this was a DJ film.
Lady was interested. Actually, her friend was visiting and wanted to watch, so we watched it.
I've seen it as well.
Because she's...
It's fine.
...engaged to a pseudo-Mina Kimes is why you watched it.
Confusing reason to watch any movie.
Why did you watch it, Diddy?
My nieces were big into it over Christmas, and they really wanted me to watch it with them.
I watched it over the holidays. 58-year-old daddy sitting in your apartment.
I barely knew what it was before.
Hand on your pants.
Before I... Oh, yo.
I think the girls are pretty young in that.
That was really unnecessary.
It's animated, though. It won Best Animated Feature Film.
Wait a second. So since it's animated, it's okay to sexualize it?
What? I didn't say anything about sexualization.
I don't know anything about it. I just knew it was an animated movie.
I'm giving Monty a free pass. Hamnet over
you're
here.
You're our movie expert.
Yeah. You're supposed to know this. Did you not watch all these?
I didn't vote on them.
We said you can't do the segment on the Oscars unless you watch every movie.
And
you watch it?
We could talk college basketball.
No, let's not do that again.
So what else?
It also won for Best Original Song, making it the first K-pop song to win the award. Frankenstein won 3 awards, production design, costume design, and makeup and hairstyling.
I thought Casablanca had a K-pop song that won.
Definitely did.
Sinners had 4 wins. It had a record-breaking 16 nominations. It had wins for original screenplay, cinematography, score, and Michael B. Jordan won for best actor.
And handsomest man alive.
Man, he is.
Winner every year.
Sitting right here, guys.
I had the
You were not nominated this year.
I had the unreal expectation.
Can't get Bron MVP every year.
I had the unreal expectation that after watching Black Panther many years ago, that if I worked out for a couple months, I could be jacked like Michael B. Jordan. Did not work out for me.
I like being on the other end of this. You would need more than a couple of months.
I mean, they have Hollywood trainers. I got that, but I thought the workout learning curve
would have suited me. Into a tanning booth and just lock the door behind you.
Why is that? Would that make me jacked?
If you're trying to look like Killmonger, you're going to need a... You're going to need a little melanin in your skin over there, bud. But
he's black.
You are, of the two of us, closer. I'll give you that.
To Michael B. Jordan?
Yes.
If we're just starting out from a base lump of clay, I would bet on Ham of having a better chance.
If you're starting, the video game and your template is one of the two of us.
I hate when you refer to our bodies as lump of clays.
You would pick Ham.
Okay, anybody who's making a creative character that looks like either of y'all is not taking the game seriously.
Die within
or they're doing
minutes.
Bits, one of the two.
Yeah. No, I hate whenever I do like play the show. And I can't get to my actual body weight because it doesn't let you go that skinny.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't realistic. Yeah, no one could be that skinny and
they don't
be a professional.
Seventh graders in the MLB.
When am I going to weigh 165? This is unrealistic.
You wouldn't get drafted if you weighed what Ham weighs. We don't have any 130-pound third baseman.
The big winner last night was One Battle After Another. 6 awards, among them Best Director for Paul Thomas Anderson, Best Supporting Actor for Sean Penn, who didn't show up because he's got beef with the Oscars or something. I heard the controversy about him was he only shows up when he wins, which when I brought this up in the pre-show, does that mean that these people know if they win ahead of time or not? Which seems like a weird thing.
Wouldn't surprise me. The liberal elite out there on the West Coast, they'll do anything they possibly can to cheat and win. Know what I mean?
I know you mean, man. It also won Best Picture.
That's why Gavin Newsom won 10 Oscars this year. It's like, y'all can't even hide it.
Best Governor Award. I didn't know that was
a thing at the Oscars.
That's cool.
Which brings me to Best Picture. I'm glad this won. Pretty good movie, I will say. I was worried that Hamnet or something artsy would win.
Again, something you have not seen, right?
Yeah, it just looks artsy, though.
Might be the greatest movie of all time.
Evidently not.
We'll never know.
Just looks dumb.
Yeah, it looks like...
You're not wrong. It doesn't look like something I would want to watch because there's not a whole lot of Vin Diesel in it from the trailer I saw.
And it looks like a struggle to just understand, like, the words in the movie.
And I don't understand how they're going to fit that into the MCU, but...
Hamnet's in the MCU?
If they want me to watch it, they're going to have to put Thor in there. But I can't completely say they didn't deserve it if I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed if my Oscars podcast, that was the reasoning of why it didn't win.
I'm operating on the other 97 Oscars that have happened rules where I didn't watch it so I could judge it.
Yeah. Well, okay, how about last year? If I put, I bring out my little sports pistol and I put it up to DJ's head, could you even name last year's Best Picture winner?
No.
Well,
do you know off the top of your head, or you already know?
I know because from looking it up in the last week.
So last year's Best Picture.
I don't remember an X in that word, but learning new things every day.
Was Anora, the stripper movie, which beat out Conclave, the movie about trans god stuff or something like that.
It was about the Popinator.
It was about the Pope. He's not 100% wrong. There is a little bit of that in there. Kind of the crux of the movie.
Typical.
In 2023, Oppenheimer won for Best Picture. Also nominated that year was The Holdovers, which was, in my opinion, one of those artsy movies, which I didn't see.
That was actually really good.
And Killers of the Flower Moon was also nominated.
I'm torn now on whose review I believe. Monty, who clearly watched it and said it was good. Ham, who didn't and says it wasn't good. I don't know who to believe.
Well, The Holdovers is at least a more contemporary film. It's not set in 1490 England the way that it looks like Hamnet is.
History.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, history sucks.
Unless if we're in the 1400s, I better see Mel Gibson fighting the British.
Yeah.
I don't need to see a couple of people just sitting there kissing and talking to each other.
And the Patriots should have swept that year. There was a time in my life where I thought The Patriot was about the coolest movie going.
Well, Mel Gibson's about to clear up again.
He just killed an entire division single-handedly with a musket and an axe.
You're right, my sons weren't the better men. Or I wasn't the better man, my sons were the better man. And he shot right in the neck. No blood.
Yeah. Standing up in the theater, bravo.
And the scene where they're in the woods, and he's just running from musket to musket.
Do you still have his voicemail as your ringtone?
Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
I never did, sir.
In 2022, Everything Everywhere All at Once won.
Oh.
So far, so good. Those movies actually good.
No, it was not. That to me is one of the most overrated movies I think I've ever seen. I could not stand it.
Hold on.
I tried.
In 2021, the Best Picture winner was Coda. Can you tell me anything about Coda, either the plot, who directed it, or who starred in it?
Isn't she like a daytime host with Kathy Lee?
Coda. Oh.
I thought she already had a biopic.
No, I can't tell you anything about it.
That one for Best Picture.
Circuit of the Americas, that Coda?
All right.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
In 2020, Nomadland.
No. Even the name sounds dumb. Out.
Is he making these up at this point?
He could be. I don't know.
Parasite won in 2019. That year we also had Jojo Rabbit, The Irishman with its weird-ass CGI. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Joker.
Did see Parasite. That was good. Couldn't understand what they were saying.
Best picture worthy?
Without having seen every other movie that year, I'll say they did a good job.
2018 Green Book.
That's the controversial one that people hate.
That year we also had Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, and A Star is Born. Shape of Water was 2017, the fish movie.
Where she's hooking up with a fish man?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that an Oscar bait movie? You have a lady hooking up with a fish man?
No, that year we had the Oscar bait of Phantom Thread, which was a movie about, like, sewing and stuff.
Was that a Daniel Day-Lewis movie?
Yes.
Boy, you get him in there, and you definitely got Oscar.
What a great sell Oscar for your bait. Financing your movie project. It's a movie basically about sewing.
Sold!
We got... So it's like anything else happened?
No.
But
it's
just a lot of threads.
To be fair, if you were going to have to make a movie about sewing, put Daniel Day-Lewis in there, and I will at least consider it.
It'll probably be good.
Yeah.
2016 Moonlight.
That was also the big controversial one because they announced La La Land, right?
Yes. 2015 Spotlight.
Okay, I did see that movie, yeah. Kind of a downer.
Then we had 20 Years a Slave, Birdman.
Wasn't
we
it
had
12 years?
Argo. What?
Did you say 20 Years a Slave?
No, I said 12, I thought.
Okay. No, I said 20.
I was going to say.
I might have said 20.
That poor guy already had it bad enough.
Yeah! What are you adding 8 years?
You're tacking 8 years onto a sentence?
In 2011, The Artist.
Oh. All right, we're back to Oscar bait.
Yeah.
The King's Speech. The Probably Hurt Locker. Slumdog Millionaire. 2007, No Country for Old Men.
Greatness.
And then the year before that, The Departed. And then the year before that was also very controversial. We had Crash.
That was a big one, yeah.
Which also that year was Good Night, Good Luck, Capote, Munich, and Brokeback Mountain. But that's as far as I'll go because we're out of time. But
some of these films, go back to the 30s.
Yeah, keep going.
Just keep going down the list.
Chicago, A Beautiful Mind, Gladiator, American Beauty, Shakespeare in Love, which beat out Saving Private Ryan in 1998.
Ooh.
Titanic, The English Patient. The aforementioned Braveheart.
Yeah.
And then Forrest Gump.
All right. Well, we will, is that the ODEC, Cam?
Huh?
Is that the ODEC?
Yeah.
Okay. We will get back into the Oscars at 8:15 and hear some of the audio from Conan and the highlights and lowlights.